This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm here with Krishna, one of the community curators. Thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio. You are part of the group that helped sort through some of the objects and decide on what was important. What is one of the standout objects for you?
My favorite object is the radio, because it means so much for me to be connected with the world, you know, because obviously I'm blind, you know, can't see anything. Everything is through hearing. So this radio of mine allows me to interconnect with the world, be it anything, be it news, current news, sports, music, science, engineering, anything and everything. I get this through the radio, actually. By listening to different radio stations, including Connect Radio, I get so much pleasure out of this listening. And not only that, if I want to interact with the outside world, then I just grab the phone and I call all these BBC radio stations, you know, who basically have this facility where you can call them. So usually I phone in the morning basically to talk about a particular subject which is of my liking. So this radio, according to me, is the most favorite object from the collection of these objects here, you know, here. And this gave me an opportunity to appreciate, you know, what others like and what kind of pressure those other objects bring to them. So it's been amazing, actually, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And aside from the radio, what is one piece of technology that is a really big part of your life?
The digital books. Because when my vision was okay and when I could read, in my earlier days, you know, I used to read a lot of books, actually. When I started to become visually impaired, I was really worried what's going to happen to this, because books used to make such a big difference to my life, you know. That's where these audio books actually came very, very handy. About 10 years ago, my boss, you know, introduced me to the audio books, actually. It has opened up a new world for me. Now, believe it or not, on a typical day, I try to read about three or four different audiobooks, actually, on various subjects.
It sounds like you love learning as well, and that you've found lots of different ways through the radio and through books to keep learning all the time.
Absolutely, because learning can now be easier now. In those days, 25 years ago, when I went to the university, learning was hard because you have to go to the lectures, listen to the lecturers, you know, and listen very carefully. If you miss anything, that's something that you have lost, you know, or you have to painfully hunt for the textbooks and look at them. But now learning has become so easy because there's so many different avenues are available. Learning, according to me, is never complete. You carry on learning until your final day, because there's so much to learn. The world is finding out so much new things, you know, like astronomy, this and that. Yeah.
And finally, what is an audiobook that you've really, really enjoyed recently that you'd recommend other people to listen to?
Very recently, I just finished, which I thoroughly enjoyed, is The L-Shaped Room, actually, by Lynn Reed Banks, you know. This book was written, I think, in the 60s, and that really stuck with me because many of us around the world, you know, we go through all this struggle, you know, and because for lack of support and lack of whatever it is, and this lady showed a lot of courage, took it under our control, and then with the help of friends, you know, who are in a similar position, she made it through.
Well, thank you so much, Krishna, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem at all, Malik. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be part of that. Thank you.